Mr. Biscuits,
Pawley said after rinsing off a second round of suds.
I believe we've got the majority of dirt out of your fur. Now, I'm just going to have to wash your private area, and then we'll get you nice and dry.
Pawley cringed as the dog did have a rather large set of danglers. He slipped on the glove that he used for washing dishes, took a deep breath, shuddered, and reached forward. Mr. Biscuits turned his head back and gave Pawley a very odd look.
Let's just get this over with, shall we?
Pawley picked up the soft brush he'd been using when he heard psst, which was immediately followed by a noisome scent.
How rude,
Pawley said with a laugh.
It seems those biscuits have your stomach a bit upset.
He looked up and froze. Mr. Biscuits was no longer Mr. Biscuits. In place of the mangy mutt was instead a fully grown human male. He was in the same position that Mr. Biscuits had just been in, and his eyes were identical, but the floppy ears were gone, and so was the soaked fur.
Buddy,
the guy said,
I don't know who you are or what I'm doing in your bathtub, but I'd really appreciate it if you'd let go of my balls.
Pawley gazed down at his hand and immediately let go. Then he jumped back and slammed into the wall, pulled off the glove and threw it across the room in disgust. His mind was racing. He looked around for a weapon of some sort. There was the broom, which had worked wonders on the dog, but something told him it would be ineffective in this situation. He took a deep breath.
Who are you?
Pawley asked shakily.
I don't know,
the guy replied, looking even more frightened than Pawley felt.
How did you get in here?
Seriously, I don't know.
Oh, no,
Pawley said as the pieces of the puzzle fell into place. The perfect skin, the muscular build, the fact that the man was a dog just moments before, it all led up to the same thing.
You're a werewolf.
I am?
What else could you be? For the last couple of hours, you've been eating out of my rubbish bin, sleeping on my couch and bed, and you even left a nice little package in one of my corners. Thank you very much.
By now the man had got to his feet and was cupping his privates. Pawley gingerly handed him a towel, trying to stay back as far as possible.
Do you know my name?
Up until about 2 minutes ago, you were Mr. Biscuits.
Is that my actual name?
Pawley squinted at him.
What do you think?
The man raised his eyebrows briefly and then turned away with a grimace.
So you have no memory of who you are or anything?
Asked Pawley.
Nothing.
How long have you been a werewolf?
I didn't even know I was one until just now.
Said Pawley, as he thought back to a VBS, Vic Broadcasting System, special he had seen on werewolves. It was some years ago, but he recalled that those freshly infected with werewolfism were unable to recall anything about their previous lives for the first few months.
Must have been pretty recent,
Pawley said.
Do you have any place to go?
To use your previous question, what do you think?
Right,
Pawley said.
Well, you can't stay here.
Pawley saw that same look in the man's eyes that Mr. Biscuits had given him when the rain had begun to fall. Why did these things always happen to him? Because he was a nice guy, that's why. At least, that's what people had always told him.
You gotta be tougher, Pawley,
they'd say.
The world will eat you up if you're soft.
Tougher, to them, meant being mean, and that just wasn't Pawley's style.
Okay, look,
Pawley said slowly.
I'll get you a robe and I'll do a little research online to see what I can find out about your, kind. Then I'll head out and pick you up some clothes from the Orc Mart down the street.
I have no money, the man said.
Obviously,
Pawley replied as he walked to his cupboard to get a robe.
Where would you have kept it?
Well,
let's not go there, Mr. Biscuits,
said Pawley after returning and handing the man the robe.
Actually, calling you Mr. Biscuits is kind of odd now. How about Bert?
Bert,
the man replied as he fastened the robe and stepped out of the tub.
Is that okay?
I don't know, the guy shrugged. Is that a good name?
Does it matter?
It might, I don't know. How about we go with something like Spot or Tango?
Pawley scrunched his face for a moment.
I think you're still in a bit of wolf mode. You can call yourself whatever you want once you leave. For now, let's just stick with Bert.
Bert,
said Bert with a grunt. Then he shook his head and added,
Bert Biscuits.
Right.